we're gonna hear some more of what the Lord's given him for us tonight. Amen. So, does anyone have a favor? We do a sing a pick and praise, which you know you pick a song that you like in the hymnal, and we'll try to sing it. If I can't sing it, then you come up and lead it. You know. So. About, who's that, Pastor?
Arlen.
He finally woke up in his car. Or got off the phone, that teenager. How, 291? Okay. 291. Amen. Oh, yeah. I think we do. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the spirit of the sweet expressions on each face, and I know they feel the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts and pray. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. 291. There are blessings you cannot receive until you know him in his fullness and believe. You're the one to profit when you say, I am going to walk with Jesus all the way. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. If you say he saved you from your sin, now you're weak, you're bound, and cannot enter in. You can make it right if you will yield. You'll enjoy the Holy Spirit that we feel. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Amen. So we're doing a pick and praise. So people are picking songs that maybe we haven't sung in a while. So we try to sing that way. If so, you guys have got to help me out if I get stuck in a place. But praise God, we're making a joyful noise to the Lord. So we'll just keep singing. We'll keep singing. Just like that message last week we heard from Pastor Cheney. Keep moving. Keep going. Keep on going. Keep on walking. That's what we got to do as Christians. Keep walking. Keep going. You go from peak to peak. Sometimes you can't stay on the peak, so you have to go down in that valley, and then the Lord works your way back up there. So we'll just keep moving. Keep walking. Amen. Yes, brother. 284? 284. Amen. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. We left some hallelujahs out of there. We're supposed to sing that one more time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Go back to the first. Okay, we'll sing the first verse over again. With a couple more hallelujahs there. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Amen. That's all right. Amen. Amen. Anybody else have a favorite back there? Yeah, Arlen?
Is this time for the Navy hymn yet?
Is it time for the Navy hymn? If that's what you select, yes. Which one is that? Number one? Huh?
107.
107. Which Navy hymn? 107. Old sailor with his old salt in his bones and... Amen. Just like me. 107. How about if we all stand on this one? Eternal Father, strong to save, whose arm hath bound the restless wave, who bids a mighty ocean deep its own appointed limits keep. Oh, hear us when we cry to thee for those in peril on the sea. O Christ, the Lord of hill and plain, o'er which our traffic runs amain, by mountain pass or valley low, wherever, Lord, our our brethren go. Protect them by thy guarding hand from every peril on the land. O Spirit, whom the Father sent to spread abroad the firmament, O wind of heaven, by thy might save all who dare the eagle's flight, and keep them by thy watchful care from every peril in the air. O Trinity of love and power, our brethren shield in dangers out, from rock and tempest, fire and foe, protect them wheresoe'er they go. Thus evermore shall rise to thee glad praise from air and land and sea. Amen, amen. You can all be seated. And we'll turn over to 398. And let's see, what do we have on 398? Make me a blessing. Amen. Amen. That's what we all want. Amen.
Out in the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine where darkness is rife, making the sorrow ring glad. Make me a blessing, make me a blessing. Out of my life, may Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today.
Tell the sweet story of Christ and his love. Tell of his power to forgive. Others will trust him if only you prove true every moment you live.
Make me a blessing, make me a blessing. Out of my life, may Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today.
Give as 'twas given to you in your need. Love as the Master loved you.
Be to the helpless a helper indeed. Unto your mission be true.
Make me a blessing, make me a blessing. Out of my life, may Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. Amen, amen. Yes, Sister Emily. Pardon me? 632, and then we'll have our offering after this song. 632. Get over there. Hey. Shackled by a heavy burden, neath the load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me. Oh, he touched me, and all the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Oh, he touched me, and all the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Have anyone that wants to sing a special tonight? Just asking. Amen. Well, what?
Song for Jackie and Connie.
Hmm?
Asking if you can sing the same.
Oh, Brother Diego, did you want to sing this song again for us? Amen. Amen. We'll put another mic up here. So you got it? Thank you. I put Brother Diego on the spot. I'm sorry, but it still was wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. We appreciate it, brother. So if you're ready, can I get you a cup of water or anything? Well, there we go. After you take a couple drinks of that, then we'll have you come up and preach to us what the Lord's given you, put on your heart for us. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry because I ate candy. That's why, yeah, maybe it made me cough. Well, thank you once again for this privilege, and I would ask you to please read with me in John chapter 14. You know, God, the devil is trying to stop me. I forgot my outline. I took the case of my sunglass, but I was not able to take the sunglass, reading glass, I mean. But the devil cannot stop me. I can still preach with a good sermon. Yeah. John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. If you can stand, I appreciate it so much. John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. God bless upon the reading of his word. Our Father, thou art in heaven, we thank you once again for this privilege that we gathered ourselves for this worship. Lord, once again, we pray that you forgive us in our sins. Lord, I pray that you bless each listener. Lord, I pray that you bless thy word. I pray the Holy Spirit to move in our hearts. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, and sit down. Okay, at this time, I would like to speak about three major things. I used to preach points in accordance with the scriptures, because I believe that as we read the Word of God, what we are waiting for is about the significance, about the points, about the essence of the scripture. So in our scripture, we can find three major things. We can find three major things in our scripture. Number one, the value of faith. Second, because it says here, let not your heart be troubled, believe in God, believe also in me. And the second major point here is that this world is not our permanent home. We are just temporary in this planet. Why? The Bible said, if in my Father's house are many mansions, if it were not so, I have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. So therefore, there is a permanent home that Christ is going to prepare for us. Then third major thing that we will discuss later is, there is Christ, or Christ is still, Christ is coming soon. I mean, there is Christ that will come. In the Philippines, a lot of, you know, even in America, if you are familiar with Grow in Grace Ministry, that is Dr., I forgot the name, he claims that he was Christ, and millions of Americans followed him. In the Philippines also, there is a Filipino, the name Kibuloy, but we will discuss that later. But number one that we are going to discuss now is the value of faith. There are two applications of faith before we come to the significance of the word faith. The two major applications of faith is a belief in the existence of God. Second application of faith is our trust in the Word of God. Amen? Amen. If I believe Brother David, I need to trust his words. Because I claim that I believe him, but I do not trust every word that he says, which means I really don't believe him. It's the same thing with God. If we believe God, and therefore we need to trust his words. Amen. Our faith in God without trusting his words, our faith becomes useless. I had a debate with the atheist when I was in Utah. I studied at Salt Lake Baptist College, Utah. I took my for doctorate there by scholarship. And one time I found a philosopher, academic philosophy. I was taking up Doctor of Philosophy, Divine Philosophy. He told me, "Hey, Chris, don't you know that there is no God? You are wasting your time in saying that there is God." I told him, in accordance with the philosophy of education, I just want to say this to you. If in case there will be no God, in case there is no God, I lost nothing. What if you believe that there is no God, and finally there is God, and you are doomed to eternal punishment? What would you say? He told me, "Hey, don't frightening me, please. Don't scare me. No, I'm not frightening you. I'm telling you the truth." Amen? Amen. Because, and that is the reason why I don't know. My wife always said, "Oh, you're old. You're always scolding. But yeah, the reason why that I need to study, I want to be sure if what I have believed is right or not. That's the reason why I have to study more and more. But I found that there is really God. Number one is that the philosophy says, in every cause, there is an effect. Or, nothing exists from nothing. If there is no God, the universe did not come into existence. Amen? Amen. When he asked me, "Where did God coming from?" In a study, God is the only being that is a self-existent. After God, nothing follows. That's why there was God who created the heaven and earth. And he told me, "Prove the existence of God without using the Bible." I told him, "I can prove the existence of God without using the Bible. The universe speaks the reality that there is a creator." Then he told me, "Don't you know that this universe came to existence by accidental?" Oh, I told him, "You are wrong. It is impossible that the sun travels from the east to the north regularly. The sun appears in the morning in a proper time, and the sun doing its work regularly. Is that an accidental? It's not. The stars appears in the night. The moon appears in the night, which means there was someone who designed the heavenly bodies." Amen? Amen. And evolutionists cannot even explain that. Second thing is that they say that, "Don't you know that we as human, we are the highest form of animal?" Actually, in 2013, I ran as a congressman, we have that law in the Philippines. We call that party list. I am not running as a congressman, as a politician, but we want to represent values. I was one of the advocates of moral recovery program, wherein those who are in the government office must have that moral values. They are a public figure, and therefore they must be example to the public. But I lost. The reason why I lost is that because of the dirty play. And the reason why I want to sit down in Congress for three things. Number one, I want to work for the I would like to work that the course in the public school, in high school, we call it biology, since the Philippines claim that Philippines is a Christian nation, and therefore we have to remove that course. This course, biology, is the teaching of the Darwin theory that there is no God. Second, we are the highest form of animal. I want to work that course as a part of the curriculum. Public school curriculum must be abolished. But maybe that's not the will of God for me. That's why I realized that instead of joining the politics, I will work full-time in the ministry. Now, they say that we are the highest form of animal. Do you believe that we are animal? In the study of psychology, we find that there is a difference between man, human, and animal. We human, we are using mind, wherein animals are using instinct. Mind and instinct are different, are the same, but they are different in nature. Instinct has the ability to smell. Instinct has the ability to recognize. But instinct has no ability to think about the future. The instinct has no ability to prepare for the future. Mind, we have that ability to think for our future. Anyway, it is indeed those people who do not think about their future, they are thinking like animal. So the reason why that we are not the highest form of animal, we are created by God in His own image. When He created the animal, it was just, you know, His power, and said, let there be animals, and the animals exist. But when He created us, He formed us. He took a dust from the ground, He formed in His image, and He breathed the breath of life in the nostril of the man, then we become the living soul. That is the reason why the life that we have is directly from God. Amen. Amen. Now, there was a professor in college. He said to his student, I don't believe in God because I cannot see God. I don't believe in God because I cannot touch God. I don't believe in God because I cannot smell God. And I cannot feel God. An intelligent student stood up and said, Sir, I'm sorry, I cannot see your brain. I cannot touch your brain. I cannot even smell your brain. I cannot feel your brain. And therefore, you have no brain. It's really true. Amen. There was God who created us. Now that we have proven the fact, indeed, there is God. And there is no reason why we should not believe the Bible. I studied bibliology for 3 years. I focus and study on bibliology in 3 years on how to prove that the Bible is the Word of God. We have a lot of famous books, encyclopedia and other books, but the Bible is so different. Amen? Amen. So therefore, The application of faith is that if you believe in God, believe His word. Because if you do not believe His word and we do not trust His words, our faith in God becomes in vain. Amen? Amen. And therefore, we need to trust His words. The Bible is the word of God. And the Bible says that the Bible is profitable for doctrine. Doctrine means is to know what is right and what is wrong. The Bible is profitable for reproof. Reproof means to know what not to believe. And the Bible is profitable for instruction, to know what we should do in order to be in line with the will of God. Instruction for righteousness. Sometimes, how can we know that we are in the will of God? If we do not know His words, we don't even know what is the will of God. That's why one time Jesus said, not all seeing Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven, because only those who follow the will of my Father which are in heaven. So, which means the important is that if we believe in God, we need to trust His word and we need to follow His words. Now, the meaning of the word faith. The word faith is derived from the Greek word. The Bible was written, the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. And the New Testament was written in Greek and a little bit Aramaic. So therefore, we have a lot of translation now. But you know the reason why I prefer King James Bible. I studied Greek. There are Greeks that cannot be translated in English. So what the King James did is that they wrote all the points coming from the King James Version. So in logical point of view, if you believe in Trinity, because that is really true, what is the word Trinity? For example, in Hebrew, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God said, the word God there in Hebrew was Elohim. The word Elohim, this is what we call collecting words. In other words, is that there are words that are singular, but the meaning is plural. For example, we go on the word family. Do you think that one person can be one family? It's not. Family, that is singular. Amen? Amen? But family consists of more than one persons. Consists of husband and wife. But the term that is used is singular. But the meaning is plural. So the word Elohim cannot be applied to a single person. It must be applied to more than one person. The singular form of Elohim in Hebrew, it must be Elohah. Elohah, but the term that has been used is Elohim. Therefore, God has the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are one. In 1 John 5, verse 7, it says there are three that bear records in heaven, the Father, the Son, the Father, the Word, the Holy Spirit, these three are one. In human philosophy, we accept it, that there are three gods, and that's really true. We have the Father, we have the Son, we have the Holy Spirit. They are both gods. But because the Bible said that they are one, we have to believe that they are one. Amen? Amen. Because that is what the Bible said. Right. And Apostle Paul said, that what we knew now is in part. When we go up to heaven, we will continue to know how that the three gods become one. And therefore, we need to believe. We cannot manipulate the word of God. We need to follow the meaning, because the true doctrine exists from the significance of the Bible. For example, there are people using the word gospel In the Bible, the word gospel, in biblical meaning, the word gospel is about, Apostle Paul said that, about the death of Christ and his resurrection, that is a gospel. But in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, gospel is about good news. Go and preach the gospel. In other words, go and preach the good news. The word gospel, evangelion, from the Greek means good news. What is the good news? If I would say that you have to follow the Ten Commandments perfectly, if you can would not able to follow the Ten Commandments perfectly, you will not be saved. We will only be saved if we can perfectly follow the Ten Commandments. I think that is a bad news. Amen? That's bad news. Because you will only be saved when you become perfect. Bad news. The good news is this. If you remember when Christ was crucified on the cross, there were two criminals crucified beside him. The criminal on the right side said, "Hey, if you are the Son of God, save yourself and save us also." But the criminal on the left side said, "Bro, don't say that. Don't you know that we are worthy in this punishment? Because we are sinners." But this man was sinless. And he said to Jesus Christ, "Lord, remember me when you are in your paradise." What is the good news there? One criminal, one sinner. Don't you know that this criminal were punished under the Roman law? I studied the Roman law that in heinous crime, it must be punishable by crucifixion. In a martial law in the Navy said, we have the right way, we have the wrong way, and we have the Navy way. I met some Navy friends in the Philippines. That's their philosophy. When you are in a crucial situation, there you need to think that you apply the Navy way. Well, however, there was a law in Roman Empire that heinous crime will be punished by crucifixion. In martial law, criminal will be punished by firing squad. And in the Philippines, some will be punished by life imprisonment, and others will be punished by electric, you know, death by electric, or what we call that? Yes, that's true. But under the Roman Empire, these two criminals were punished by crucifixion. You will be crucified and wait that you will die there. But this criminal, when he said to Christ, "Lord, remember me when you are in your paradise." In Luke chapter 23, in verse 43, if you can find there, what Jesus said to the criminal, "Today you'll be with me in my paradise." Amen. Amen. Because of the grace of God, because of the love of God, Jesus Christ died on the cross, and anyone who repents from his sin and accepts Christ as Lord and Savior, he will be saved by faith and by grace. Therefore, doctrine exists from the definition of the scriptures and from facts, based on facts. What I mean by definition, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, very clear there that we are saved by faith, we are saved by grace through faith. It is not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. And therefore, salvation is not a reward, it is a gift. Amen? Amen. Facts is about the crucifixion of the criminal. If that criminal was saved instantly by the grace and by love of God, which means anybody can be saved by faith and by the love of God. Amen? That's a good news. And there is a good news that we have to spread. We have to share to the people. So faith is translated as The word faith is coming from the Greek word pistis. Pistis translated in the King James Version as faith. But in a Greek dictionary, faith means trust. So go again to the major application that if you believe God, trust Him. If you believe your wife, trust her. If you believe your husband, trust him. Don't you know that in psychology, the term jealousy, God is also jealous. But God said, I am a jealous God. Jealousy must be applied to a thing that has been proven. Amen? And why that God is a jealous God? He created us. He created people. He gave us our strength. But people are giving their lives to the devil. Instead of following the will of God, they are following the will of the devil. That's why God must be jealous. Amen? Amen. He is the one giving our lives. Now, the jealousy applied to men is different. Sometimes, the reason why we got jealous, because we do not trust our husband. And we do not trust our wife. That is what we call insecurity. Amen. Amen. Now, because of unbelief, sometimes we lose our trust and confidence to the word of God. And that is the reason why, don't you know that giving must be characterized by faith, not by calculations. You know, sometimes my heart goes out. I was in Florida. I talk to the American churches, sir, I am a missionary from the Philippines. I came for deputation. I came not for myself. We have 30 missionaries suffering financially in the Philippines. Oh, brother, I'm sorry. We can no longer accommodate a missionary. But when I went there, I saw their income. I saw their reports. They are dollar millionaire. They do not even realize what Proverbs 21:13 said. If you stop your ears from the cry of the poor, you will cry someday, but you will not be heard. And you know the reason why I appreciate you million times than those big churches? Because when I called Pastor Witzel and Brother Romilio, said, okay, you're welcome. Thank you so much for your love. You have a few numbers, but I believe you are quality people. Amen? Amen? Amen. That's why people sometimes giving by calculation. If we give by calculation, we cannot really give. Oh, my bill. Oh, my food. Oh, like this. If we calculate it and we think about our offering, commitment, our tithes, it seems that, oh, it's so hard. But when you go in faith, you believe that when you give your tithes, God will open the windows of heaven and he will pour out a blessing. There is no reason why you will not give your tithes. Because that is the promise of God. God is not a liar. He is always telling the truth. Amen. Amen. That's why people sometimes can't give, cannot give because of doubts. That's why Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Sometimes we are, yesterday we talked about atomic bomb. We have now the Spratly Island being argued by Philippines, China, and America is trying to help American. And we have the North Korea. And I asked one person in America, what if there is what we call atomic bomb prepared? And if this happened, it's terrible, but we should not be, you know, affected. We believe in God. Amen? Amen. I believe that before the atomic bomb will be released, God will come and take us with him. With him. Amen? Amen. So we need faith. That's why the definition of faith is that faith means trust and confidence in the word of God. Why people put their money on the bank? Because you believe that your money is safe. That's a matter of trust. That's why everything we do must be characterized by faith. And everything we do, our objective and purpose is for the glory of God. And if we do this, God is merciful. Amen?
Amen.
Then, secondly, in the Bible said that faith is believing something that we cannot see. In Hebrews 11:1. In the book of James, you can also find three kinds of faith. We have this what we call demonic faith. What does it mean? The devil believes in God. The devil believes in Christ, but he is always doing something against the will of God. If you believe in God and you continue on doing things against the will of God, your faith is likened to a demonic faith. Second type of faith is dead faith. You can find all of this in the chapter 2 of the book of James. The second kinds of faith is dead faith. This is what we call faith. It is a faith 3 inches from the lips. Do you believe in God? Yes. Do you believe in Christ? Yes. And that's all. That is dead faith. Third is the living faith. This is the kind of faith that can save a sinner. Amen? Living faith. This is the kind of faith which Apostle Paul saying that by virtue of this faith, we can be saved. Apostle Paul and James are not contradicting. Paul saying that by faith, we will be saved. And James describing the kind of faith where we can be saved. And the living faith, this is the faith that can change a life. This is the kind of faith that can make us alive. This is the kind of faith that removes our worries. Amen? That is the reason why Apostle Paul said, those in 2 Corinthians 5:17, those who are in Christ are new creature. All things were passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And one time, I said to the Philippines, we are seeking for peace. But if Christ is not leading in our hearts, we cannot experience peace in our lives. Even in the world, if we do not have Christ in this nation, there will be no peace at all. In our life as individual, if we do not have that kind of faith, a living faith, we cannot have peace. Amen. That's why faith is so important. Don't you know that the foundation of our lives, spiritual life, must be in faith. That's why in the Bible said that a house that is built on the rock, when the strong typhoons, strong rains came, it was not collapsed. But the house that built in the sun was collapsed. The word faith, the word house there is the symbol of our faith. If our faith is founded in Jesus Christ, any kinds of obstacle, any kind of problem that hits our life, we can stand, strong stand before God. Amen. That's why we need a genuine faith. We need that living faith. Second, so that we still have time to discuss. Second major things that we can learn here is this planet is not our permanent home. Jesus said, I will go in John chapter 14 in verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Which means this earth is not our permanent home. There's nothing wrong with having a good job. There's nothing wrong with schooling. There's nothing wrong with working. The reason why we work, so that we can give something for the Lord. And the reason why we need to work, we need to find a job for us to live. that we can serve God. But, you know, it is so sad that there are people that defocus all their lives to the material things. They have no time for spiritual things because they do not realize that we will leave this earth. Amen?
Amen.
So the Bible said that anything we have given to the ministry, that's why I said while ago that salvation is not a reward, it is a gift. If you do something for the glory of God, if you witness, if you give your tithes, you support the ministry, you will receive your reward in heaven. Wow, God is so good and He's so kind. He saved us by His own blood. We are saved by faith and by grace. And if we do things for Him, we will be rewarded. Amen?
Amen.
Serving faith, believing in God, serving God is the best thing to do because we cannot lose nothing. That's why in 2 Corinthians, if I'm not mistaken, 5:10, anyone appear before the judgment seat of Christ and we will receive the reward that we have done. That's why, again, we need money to pay our bill. We need money to buy something that we want. But remember that when you give your financial responsibility, like tithes, offering, and commitment, God is going to bless your life. That is the promise of God. And third, Jesus will come again. In the Philippines, we have the name Pastor Gibuloy. For the first place, he said that he was appointed as the servant of God. When he saw that many were deceived, he said that he was the only appointed son of God that can declare the love of God. When he saw that a lot of false and millions of Filipinos were deceived, he declared that he is now the son of God. No Christ that will come again because he is now the person of Christ. Oh, terrible. But the Bible said, the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus that died on the cross will be the same Jesus that will come again. Amen. When Christ come, the Bible said he will not come anymore in this earth. For the first place or the first coming of Christ, he came to die. He came, he became in the likeness of man, he died on the cross. But for his second coming, he will not come to save anymore. He will come to get the saved with him. Amen?
Amen.
And when he comes, he will stay on the clouds. According to the science, the clouds will not go beyond 700 miles away from the ground. And therefore, approximately, we will meet Christ in the air 700 miles away from the ground. Amen?
Amen.
And when he will come, that is the time that we will be glorified. This body will be glorified. We will be having that body that become incorruptible. And to make the story short, when we up there, we will be giving that power. We will become much powerful than the angels. Angels are powerful now, but remember that angels are still servant. We are the children. When we go up in heaven, we will be having that incorruptible body, glorified body. Then we will have that power that we can journey, we can travel anywhere, we can fly anywhere. Amen. And those that do not have name in the book of life. Let me read to you Revelation, or read with me in Revelations chapter. This is the last scripture. Revelations chapter 20 in verse 15. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15. Okay, it says here, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." There are groups who do not believe hell. But we can prove this. Don't you know that some Russian scientists, they believe that there is fire below the ground. They do not believe in God, but they believe that there is fire below the ground. For example, where are those fires coming from? The volcanoes. If you see the Hawaiian volcanoes, it's very big. Where is that fire coming from? So therefore, the first science that I learned before is that the basic is we have the earth and we have water. Earth is carried by water. If that's the case, then where are those fires coming from? The volcano. And finally, we discovered that the world is that we have the earth, we have the water, we have the earth, then we have the fire. In every book or other books do not mention about brimstone. In science, we have that brimstone. That brimstone is referring to those hard things like, you know, iron that is being, you know, worn out. So I mean is, imagine the volcanoes. So therefore, these volcanoes are the evidence that there is fire below the ground, approximately 700, more than 700 miles below the ground is fire, and therefore the world is being carried by fire. Because of the love of God is still under control. What if God allows the fire to consume the earth? What shall man can do? We cannot fight against God. Amen. The best thing to do is to believe in God, to trust in God, and to serve in God. Because when Christ will come, we will leave this earth. We will live with God with eternal life. So there is Christ that will come. We are waiting for the second coming of Christ. We don't even know. Maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow, maybe next month, maybe next year. We don't even know. It is better for us to prepare. In other words, anything that we can do now, we have to do it. So that when Christ comes, at least we are going to receive a reward for our good works and good deeds. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much for your listening. And again, the scripture emphasizes the value of faith. Second, this earth is not our permanent home. Third, Christ will come and he will take us with him. And after that, we can experience a life without end. Then we can enjoy living with God. And those that their names are not written in the book of life will cast into the lake of fire for eternal torment. Repentance is always come at last. That's why we have to win the souls. We need to share the gospel. They have believed or not, at least we did our job. Thank you very much. And I would ask everybody to stand up. If you need prayer, just raise your hand, then I'll be praying for you. Okay, let us pray. Our Father, thou art in heaven, we do express our heartly gratitude for all the blessings that you showered upon us. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that we studied thy word. We thank you, Lord, for the things we learned from your word. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that we were able to gather ourselves and glorify your name. Once again, we ask you, Lord, to forgive us in our sins. Lord, I pray that you bless the members of this church. You know you know their sincerity. You know their honesty and faithfulness. So I pray that you bless all the members in this church. Lord, I pray that you protect them from harm. bless their health, provide their needs financial, spiritual, and physical. Lord, I pray that you help them to do their missions. Lord, I pray that you bless them as they try to give for the missions. Strengthen their faith, revive their faith, give them a joy that is beyond compare. Bless them. I would like to entrust this church and all members of this church unto your mighty hand for safety and for guidance. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Amen. God bless.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen, Marlon. You're a good boy.